from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, two brutal domestic violence cases out of Atlantic County. A grand jury has indicted a 26-year-old Pleasantville man for the murder of his 25-year-old girlfriend back in December. Boris Linez Rosales is accused of beating the victim to death. Meanwhile, a 32-year-old Pleasantville man admits to cracking his girlfriend's skull in an attack last spring. The victim was rushed for treatment after the April 2024 incident. This coming May, Kevin Turkvan will be sentenced for the aggravated assault conviction. New Jersey news brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. A North Jersey man is charged with luring a child he met on a social media app.
According to the Bergen County prosecutor, 21-year-old Eric Nunez is charged with luring, lewdness, and child endangerment. Officials said Nunez met a juvenile under the age of 16 years old on the social media app and video chat platform Monkey. Prosecutors said he arranged to meet the child in Lodi and pick them up in his vehicle. Nunez was arrested on Saturday and released pending a court appearance. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Stocks look to drop to end the week. Consumer sentiment is down sharply on inflation worries. The University of Michigan's final reading for February fell nearly 10% from last month. The survey noted the drop across all age and income groups. The decline was led by a 19% plunge in buying conditions for durables, largely due to fears of tariff-related price hikes. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 744 points at 43,433. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Staying cold but calm for the weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Big dome of high pressure will build over New Jersey this weekend into early next week. Sinking air, a calm, not as cold air mass. We finally settle into a nice weather pattern heading into the final week of February. Now that wind has been annoying and chilly today. It'll calm down eventually tonight. Clear and cold for New Jersey overnight. Lows fall to around 20. Tomorrow's high near 40. Not bad. More sunshine with late day clouds. Sunday looks like a nice day as highs push into the mid 40s under a mix of sun and clouds. And Monday gets even warmer. Partly sunny skies. Highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clinton 35, Jackson 36, Millville 37. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.